The theme for this month is He is risen. How many here tonight are excited about getting into God's Word? All right. He is risen. And next week is Easter Sunday, also known as Resurrection Sunday. But today, guess what day today is? Palm Sunday. Today is Palm Sunday. In Matthew chapter 21, you can read, as Jesus approached Jerusalem, he sent two disciples into the village ahead to get the donkey and her colt. And he said, if anybody asks you any questions, just say that the Lord needs it. So Jesus sat on this donkey entering Jerusalem, and in a large crowd, they spread their cloaks and palm branches on the ground in honor of Jesus. And the donkey represented peace, that Jesus was entering as the Prince of Peace. It was customary in the East at that time in some way to cover the path of someone worthy of the highest honor. It was customary to honor somebody by covering the path they were on with something. And in this case, it was palm branches. Now, Palm Sunday took place about a week before Resurrection Sunday. And during this time between Palm Sunday and Resurrection Sunday, a number of things occurred in the life of Jesus. Jesus taught parables. You can read this in Matthew. Judas agreed to betray Jesus. Jesus prayed to the Father in Gethsemane. Father, if it's possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nonetheless, not my will, but your will be done in my life. Jesus was condemned before the Sanhedrin. Peter disowned Jesus. The people said that they wanted Barabbas released instead of Jesus. And then Jesus, on Good Friday, was crucified. And crucifixion was a brutal form of execution in the Roman Empire. It was brutal. They put spikes in his hands, spikes in his feet. They pierced him with a sword. He bled. They gave him vinegar to drink. They spat on him. They just disrespected the Son of God in so many ways. And so Jesus died on Good Friday. He was buried in a tomb. But 3 days later, on that Sunday morning, he rose from the dead. Could you say amen here tonight?
Amen.
Let's see what Mark says about this in Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 6. Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Verse 6, "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene who is crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." And this is what the angel said. What did he say? He said, "He is risen." Now, by Jesus' resurrection from the grave over 2,000 years ago, he demonstrated that he was stronger than death. Jesus showed plainly by his resurrection that death had no mastery over him. And friends, I'm here to tell you tonight that by faith and by trust in Jesus Christ, eternal death has no mastery over us. Amen?
Amen.
But you may not have accepted Jesus. And tonight you'll have the opportunity at the end of this message to accept Jesus as your Savior and your Lord. And at the point that you accept Jesus as your Savior and your Lord, eternal life begins for you right there. Eternal death no longer has any control over your life in Jesus' name. You know, he died upon a cross. He died a brutal death so that you and I would not have to die in hell eternally. He shed his blood on that cross over 2,000 years ago for the remission of our sins. All of the sins that we committed up until the point that we accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord were forgiven and forgotten by God. They were thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. You know, in the Old Testament, animals were sacrificed.
Amen.
Once every year. And their blood was shed. But their blood only covered over sins. The shed blood of Jesus erased our sins. Could you say amen here tonight?
Amen.
Concerning the resurrection, let's see what Ralph Turnbull says. This is from the Speaker's Quote book. Concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He says this, a Muslim said to a Christian, we Muslims have one thing you Christians do not have. When we go to Medina, we find a coffin and know that Muhammad lived because his body is in it. But when you Christians go to Jerusalem, you find nothing but an empty tomb. Thank you, replied the Christian. What you say is absolutely true, and that makes the eternal difference. The reason we find an empty tomb is because we serve a risen Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Friends, I'm here to tell you that the leaders of other religions, they're still in their tombs today. Buddha, Muhammad, other leaders. But I'm here to tell you tonight that the tomb Jesus was in is empty. We serve a risen Savior. That's what distinguishes Christianity from any other religion. Our Master, our Savior, our Lord, He rose from the dead. Other leaders are still in the grave. Amen? All right, so tonight I want to talk about the power of the resurrection for the next few minutes. Paul writes in Philippians chapter 3. If you have a Bible, you can turn there. If not, I'll read it to you. Philippians chapter 3. Verses 10 and 11. He says, I want to know Christ. He says he wants to know Christ intimately. He wants to have that friendship, that relationship with Christ. And friends, we can have that relationship with Christ. We can know Christ intimately. We can have friendship with Christ by reading the Word and by prayer and by talking with Him. He says, I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death. How do we become like Jesus in His death? We become like Jesus in His death. The way we participate in that death is by dying to sin in Jesus' name, so that sin no longer has mastery over us. And then he says in verse 11, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. What is the resurrection from the dead? He wanted to attain to the resurrection from the dead. In other words, he was saying that one day he was hoping to experience the hope and the happiness and the joy of heaven. Amen?
Amen?
And we too one day will experience that. The words I want to concentrate on tonight from verse 10 of Philippians 3 is that he wanted to know the power of his resurrection. First and foremost, we can experience the power of the resurrection spiritually in our lives. When you leave this earth, when you die, you'll go to heaven or hell. And we're hoping that nobody in this room here tonight will go to hell.
Amen.
By faith in Christ, we'll all go to heaven. And then at the resurrection of the dead, one day, whenever that is, and God knows when it is, our spirits in heaven will be clothed with the resurrection body in heaven to be with God and with Jesus forever and ever. Our spirits will be clothed with that body of immortality eternally. Isn't that awesome? So one day we will experience the power of the resurrection spiritually in heaven forever with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. But I'm here to tell you tonight, friends, that between the time of accepting Christ as your Savior and the time that you die and leave this earth, you're going to live another 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60 years on this earth. You still got a while to live on this earth. I've got a while to live on this earth. And it's in those years that you can experience the power of the resurrection in every single part of your existence here on this earth, in your physical body. Now, I want to talk about this word power from the original Greek in which the New Testament was written. This word power is dunamis. Dunamis is the capability of anything. The ability to perform anything. Okay? It's not merely power capable of action, but it is power in action. Dunamis, specifically, is miraculous power. And Paul was writing in Philippians 3:10 that I would know the dunamis, what? dunamis power, the miraculous power of His resurrection. And it's the same for us here today, friends. We can know and experience in 2014 the dunamis, miraculous power of the resurrection of God in our lives here on this earth. Could you say amen?
Amen.
God wants to just demonstrate His dunamis, miraculous working power in every part of your existence while you're still living on planet Earth. In the here and now. In your daily activities. As you go about doing whatever you do during the day. So say it with me. That resurrection power, is dunamis. Miraculous power. In Jesus' name. Amen. And you can experience that dunamis, that miraculous power, in so many parts of your life. For instance, you can experience the resurrection power of God in your health. Maybe recently the doctors have given you a bad report. Maybe it's high blood pressure, diabetes, a bad heart, some other form of disease. And maybe they're saying to you that there's nothing else we can do for you. But guess what? There's something that the master physician can do for you. If doctors can't turn it around, I'm here to tell you tonight that God can turn it around for you. Could you say amen?
Amen.
He can heal any disease. God is able to heal you physically. It doesn't matter what the doctors say. Amen?
Amen.
God can turn it around. And there's certain things you've got to do in the natural to help turn that physical condition around. If you've got high blood pressure, maybe you need to start exercising more or changing your diet. There's things you can do in the natural, added to God's super, for the supernatural power of God to go into effect in your life. Now, Matthew chapter 9, for instance, there was two blind men. How many tonight are enjoying the Word of God? Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 30. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed Him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When He had gone indoors, the blind men came to Him and He asked them, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" The blind men came to Him and He asked them, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Verse 29 of Matthew 9. Then He touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith will it be done to you." And their sight was restored. Doctors couldn't turn their condition around. They were blind physically, but Jesus did. And the Word of God says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means that Jesus never changes. The Jesus who healed 2,000 years ago when He walked the streets of Israel is the same Jesus that can heal you physically tonight. The dunamis, miraculous power of God, that resurrection power of God, can be manifested in your life in the here and the now, while you walk planet Earth. Is that good news?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Another area that the resurrection dunamis power of God could be manifested in your life is in your emotions. Maybe you've recently gotten a bad report, an unexpected report. I don't know what it might be. Maybe it's about that disease. Maybe it's the loss of a loved one. Maybe it's the loss of a spouse. Maybe it was the loss of a job. Maybe it was the loss of some income. And so now you're grieving, you're in depression, in your emotions. Maybe you're stuck in the pit of depression. And you feel like you're dying in your emotions. I'm here to tell you tonight, we serve a God that can bring life. He can resurrect your emotions tonight. He can turn your sorrow into joy. He can turn your mourning into gladness.
Hallelujah.
We serve a God who brings life to the emotions of humankind. Luke chapter 7, for instance. Luke chapter 7. Let's see what Jesus did. He did miracle after miracle in the Gospels. Luke chapter 7, verse 11. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and His disciples and a large crowd went along with Him. As He approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of His mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, His heart went out to her and said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Wasn't that awesome? And you could imagine that this mother, this widow, was overjoyed. Her sorrow was turned into joy. We serve the same Jesus. Jesus can do it for you. He can turn your mourning into gladness. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Could you say amen here tonight? In our minds. Maybe tonight you're being tormented mentally. Maybe you have turmoil in your mind. Your mind is troubled. I'm here to tell you tonight, we serve a miracle working God. Maybe tonight, mentally maybe tonight, you feel as good as dead. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus can resurrect you mentally tonight. The dunamis, miraculous power of God can go into effect in your mind. You can sleep at rest. You can sleep in rest, in peace, like a baby tonight. Just call on the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen?
Amen?
Don't let the devil rob you of your sleep. Don't let him lie to you. Don't let him keep you up at night. Speak the name of Jesus when he tries to torment you. Amen?
Amen.
And the dunamis power of God will go into effect in your minds. You know, that dunamis resurrection power of God can go into effect in your relationships. Are you experiencing a broken relationship here tonight? Maybe a divorce. Somebody that you really cared for left you, deserted you, won't talk with you, won't communicate with you, and it's left you crushed on the inside. We serve a God who mends broken relationships. And maybe you feel tonight that relationship with that person is as good as dead. I'm here to tell you tonight that Jesus Christ can resurrect that dead relationship. He can bring life back into it. And we've got to do something in the natural, add it to God's super, for the supernatural power of God to go into effect. There's something that you can do. You can forgive. You can let go of the offense. You don't have to hold it against that person. You can release them of the debt that you feel that they owe you. Is that good news here tonight?
Amen.
See, the resurrection power of God, the dunamis, miraculous power of God can go into effect in every single part of your existence. Even financially. Maybe your finances look as good as dead. God can breathe new life back into your finances. We serve a miracle working God. Amen?
Amen.
With God, nothing shall be impossible. But there is something that God is looking for in us. That dunamis, miraculous power of God can go into effect in your life. But there is something that God is looking for in you and in me. What is the key? What is it that God is looking for in us? Somebody said prayer. Anybody else?
Faith,
exactly. For without faith it is impossible to please God, because he who comes to God must believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen? The two blind men, when they came to Jesus wanting their sight, what did they have? They had an undying, persevering faith. Jesus said, "Do you believe I'm able to do this for you?" And their answer was, "Yes, Lord." That was a confident expression of their faith. They didn't allow doubt to enter for even a moment in time. God's looking for faith. What is faith? Faith is a knowing that you know deep down on the inside, beyond the shadow of any doubt, that God can do the miracle for you. If God promised it to you personally, if he promised it to you in his word, God is faithful to his word. He is not a man that he should lie. Amen?
Amen?
He can do it for you, but he's looking for faith. If you honor God with faith, he will honor you with the life-giving miracle that you need here tonight. Amen?
Amen?
You can't let doubt enter your mind. The enemy, the devil tries to sow seeds of doubt. Don't allow him to do it. You just say, devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You get out of my life. You get out of my mind. God told me he's going to do it for me. And hence I stand on that. Amen. He will do it for me. That's undying, childlike, doubtless faith. Amen?
Amen.
That's, say it with me tonight. That's what God is looking for. Say it with me. God is looking for faith in my heart. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And if you go through these miracle accounts in the Gospels, you can see almost every time, that those who were healed had faith that God could do it for them.